Our brother quoted from 1 John 4, verse 18. And from the middle of the verse, perfect love casteth out fear. When you get down to rubber meets the road, Christianity, one of the things that the enemy of our souls does more than anything else is to seek to get us to be afraid. Because if we can be afraid, startled, somebody says, boo, you jump. Well, if he can get us to be afraid, we might jump in the wrong direction. And when you face things in life, whether it's the loss of a job or an illness, the specter of death appears on the horizon, you can become afraid. There's very real reason to be afraid. Things that are dangerous, things that are harmful. Parents afraid of what might happen as they see their children maybe making wrong choices. Fear can come in and take the peace away. But perfect love casteth out fear. There was a man who was speaking at his mother's funeral, and he told a story. He said that his mother taught him what love was and what it meant not to be afraid. They lived in California, and when he was a little boy, he and his mother were alone at home, and an earthquake came. And so the mother moved the little boy and herself into a doorway, and the little boy was frightened, and he crawled up in her arms and lay in her arms, and he looked up into her face, and the mother was smiling. And the little boy said, Mommy, how come you're not afraid? And she smiled and said, I rejoice in my God who can shake the world. Fear was gone. I rejoice in my God who can shake the world. She wasn't thinking about dangers and circumstances and what was. She was thinking about Him, as our brother was bringing out. Him. Her focus was on that. And why, He knows all about me and my little boy sitting in the doorway here. I'm rejoicing in the God, my God, that can shake the world. But fear comes. Fear comes in. It creeps in. Can creep in the night, in a long night, sitting by a hospital bed or wherever. Doesn't matter how old you are. Maybe something's happened and you're just a small boy or a small girl. And you're afraid of the dark or whatever. Fear comes in and it can take away our enjoyment and our peace. When illness comes and the specter of death comes, whether it's for yourself or for someone you love, fear comes creeping in. And the enemy, in his whispers, to bring doubt and always to seek to get us to doubt the goodness of God. And get our eyes off of Him, onto the circumstances that surround. And we look at them and there's something to be afraid of. How many times has somebody referred to the picture in the scene of Peter who walks upon the water and he's on top of the water as long as his eyes are upon Him. But when he looks away to the circumstance, his heart gets filled with fear and he begins to sink. But we also see there where he cries out and he reaches out. The quicker we do that, the better. So if somebody says boo, most people jump. I mean, you're going to be startled by things in life. Things will happen where suddenly you're frightened, suddenly you're scared, suddenly the adrenaline is rushing. But I believe with all my heart, because of what this book says, no true believer needs to remain afraid very long. There have been nights where my heart began to be filled with fear because of circumstances or difficulties, and I quoted this verse 1,000 times and fell asleep. Perfect love casteth out fear. Perfect love casteth out fear. The God who loves me, He says His banner over me is love. He shed His love abroad in my heart. I'm surrounded with His holy angels. His love is around me. It's beneath me. It's over me. It's all around me. You and I can look in the Word of God and we can think of those verses. We are bathed in it. No one has ever loved us like Jesus. There's that song. It says, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. When you start looking at that, when you start quoting these things to yourself, every one of us has an inner conversation going on. We talk to ourselves all the time. What do you say to yourself? Well, the enemy's always coming around with those things, trying to get us to have a conversation that goes down. I tell my wife that these are rabbit trails down to the river of funk. And he would have us go there. And every one of us, he knows how to push our buttons. There are things some are afraid of that somebody else never even thought of being afraid of. But it's like a jukebox. He knows how to push the button, and we start down that thing. We rehearse these things, this inner conversation. You can stop it. Hit the stop button. Hit the pause button. And interject into that inner conversation these words from this book, and it will change things. I call it catching yourself. It's catching yourself going in a direction in your thoughts in some way that's negative, harmful, fearful, or whatever. You catch it and you go, no, I don't want to go that way. Perfect love casteth out fear. Or whatever verse applies to that and can interrupt that. And you begin to focus on that. And then the fear goes. It ebbs. You can simply look up to your Father and say, fill me with your peace. Put it in my mind, in my heart, in my body. Take the stress away. Take the fear away. When we got the news that my wife was facing cancer, the verse the Lord gave us the next day from dear brother Norm Hybert in an email, nobody knew anything about it, bold letters right at the top, be not afraid, only believe. What an encouragement that was. I was shaking, trembling, in fear before that. But when that news came, those words came into my heart, I had peace from then on. Because the one who loves me and who loves my wife had told us, be not afraid, only believe. You know, that story of Jairus is an interesting story. When he came to the Lord Jesus to talk about this child that was ill, that's when he was interrupted by the woman who touched the hem of his garment. This man is inviting the Lord Jesus to come and hurry to his house to heal his child who's at the point of death. And he's interrupted. I wonder what went through his mind. He's going along and there's a press and a crowd comes around. And Jesus turns and says, who touched me? And he talks to this woman. And there's a conversation that takes place. And there's time that takes place. Maybe he thought, Come along, my child is dying. But I think more likely he watched and he saw a woman healed in front of him. And if he looked and saw and paid attention, surely he must have been encouraged that he just saw in front of him something take place that he desired for his own child. And perhaps fear melted away at that moment. Well, when the news comes, and now this is what happens in life. This is exactly what happens and how we can become filled with fear. News comes, some message comes, something from your boss, from your school, from somewhere. News comes. The servant from the synagogue comes and says, don't bother the master anymore. Your child has died. The Lord just turns to him. Doesn't say, no, I'm going to heal your son. Don't worry about it. There's no conversation. He just turns to him and says, be not afraid. Only believe. And in one gospel it says, I will raise her up. Be not afraid. Only believe. Faith. Trust. Resting in him. There are times where nothing can make sense out of what's going on. You don't understand it. Your circumstances are maybe dark. You don't even understand what's going on. You don't even know enough details to explain it to anybody else. And yes, fear has come in. But you can turn to this one, him. Turn to him. There have been times in my life where tears running down my face, all I knew to do was say, I don't get this, but Lord Jesus, I choose you. I choose you. It's dark. It's raining, there's a storm, the waves are high, I can't see, I choose you. I choose you. Sometimes we think faith is a kind of a feeling. Well, we can have a feeling from it. But faith is a choice to trust the one we know is over everything. To trust the God who can shake the world. You and I have that. And when we trust Him and know that He loves us, He proved it on the cross, we can quote these verses to our own heart and change the inner conversation and say over and over again, perfect love casteth out fear. Fear be gone. And it will depart and melt away. And when you're in the enjoyment of the love that He has for us, what can you be afraid of? You know, I had a similar circumstance to the little boy I told you the story about. I was with my mother alone as a child, about 5 years of age, and a tornado came through our farmstead in Iowa. And it was dark at night, and the wind was howling. It sounded like a freight train right outside our house. A tornado went right close to the buildings and took some of the buildings on the farm. My father was gone someplace. And I was afraid, and I looked in my mother's face. And I remember talking to her about it. And she said to me, I was afraid when I was a little girl too about the storm until I read in the scriptures that the Lord, He's the rider on the storm. There's an old song that says that, but He's the real rider on the storm. He's in control of the storms. And she said, as a little girl, when I found out that the Lord Jesus, the Creator, is in charge of the storm, I wasn't afraid anymore. Well, you don't need to be afraid when the one who loves you above anything else is in charge of the things that are going on around, and He will take us through. A God who can shake the world died for us, shed His blood for us, pursued us, chased us with His love, and saved us.
Nothing save Him in all our ways, giving the theme for ceaseless praise. Our whole resource along the road, nothing but Christ, the Christ of God. 24 in the appendix.
But Christ is
heard this little prayer that we have just sung together. We trust it's the sincere and earnest desire of each of our souls to have nothing but Christ before us. And now we thank Thee for this time over Thy word. We ask Thy blessing, and as we continue on with these meetings, we pray that Christ might be ministered to us in the power of the Spirit. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His glory.